Hey Hollows folk, this is Amelia Everbleed and Natasha Thorne on 66.6 FM, helping to keep you all up to date with this strange little place.
We have everything from top news stories, the weather, and today we are discussing the election for the new mayor here in the Hollows.
Yes, Mayor Scriven has held his seat for the last 8 years, but with the masked Captain Sprouts making some pretty big promises, will Scriven be knocked out of the polls?
Can't forget about Mrs. Twaddle and the delightful duo that is Pepper and Pook.
To be fair, looking at their policies and most of the recent polls, I don't think they're in with a chance. For as bizarre as Mayor Scriven is, he knows how to pass policies and gets jobs done.
Yeah, after mammoth speeches, I swear people just agree so he will shut up.
More than likely. I know we aren't supposed to be biased, but I think Captain Sprouts would make a good mayor.
I admit I like what he's had to say so far. I'm just not sure if he will be able to deliver on his policies. He's making some big promises.
They at least sound plausible, not like Mrs. Twaddle.
Yeah, I'm not sure if her promise of no Troll Tuesday is doable. Like, where is she going to put them?
No idea. Plus, I want to make it home safely every day, not just on Tuesdays. And her plans to ban chocolate, the most stupid thing I've ever heard. I mean, what's that all about?
It's part of her Get Fit programme.
Get Fit programme? Have you seen the size of her? I don't see her taking part in some exercise programme. I bet she's only put the ban on so she can collect all the chocolate for herself, the fat...
Less of that. I think she's just trying to keep everyone healthy.
Yeah, but banning chocolate? Why chocolate? I mean, why not ban those drinks that have more sugar than liquid in them?
What, bottoms up pretty sweet drink?
No, that one that made your tongue black.
Ah, what was that called? I think it did get banned, didn't it?
No, I'm sure it's still available. What was it called? Oh, it's gonna bug me.
Mind fart? Mayor Scriven is now promising free books for a year for anyone who votes for him.
Yeah, but what books? I hope not his.
Nobody needs to read his books. His speeches are exhausting enough.
Unless they rebrand some bedtime stories.
It's enough to send anyone to sleep, though I'm not sure I want to go to bed thinking of Scriven.
Yeah, it might cause a few nightmares.
We'll be back in a few minutes with more from the election debate.
Hey, listeners. My name is Kayla, and I am the creator and host of a new podcast called Dark Tales from the Road. We cover true crime, spooky, creepy, and ghostly stories, and I want to take you state by state and country by country to bring you stories you may not have even heard of before, and also learn some history on the city and the state where it takes place. So join me on the road as we discover dark tales. New episodes are posted every Wednesday. I have an Instagram, Facebook, and a Patreon, all at Dark Tales from the Road. Thank you so much, and I hope everyone has a great day.
Welcome back. Captain Sprouts is soon to make his election speech outside the town hall. Hopefully I might should pick up what he has to say.
Yes, very much looking forward to seeing what he has to say.
Oh, I might have picked up some audio. I think that's him coming now.
I would like to welcome all of you, the residents of the Hollows. And thank you for your continued support. This has been a long campaign, with no thanks to Mayor Scriven. On many occasions, I found it difficult to express my opinion. But with the help of my supporters, I've managed to do that. I feel my policies are just what our residents need. I am committed and I will not fail you. I stand strong and never, I repeat, never will my residents have to suffer the horrors of the word moist. I work with my party members to ensure harmony amongst our people and the peculiars. Mayor Scriven criticized me for wearing a mask and not showing my face. Well, Mayor Scriven, my face is not important. My policies are. The way I deliver help to every resident is what matters. I will not bore everyone with lengthy, pointless speeches. I will not create medical mandates that are meaningless to everyone but me. I will not speak down to those who seek my help. I'll care for each and every one of you. I do care. I, Captain Sprouts, am the one you should be able to tend to in the future. I, Captain Sprouts, I am ready to be your leader.
I think that was a strong speech.
It definitely was, and much easier to listen to than Mayor Scriven.
Oh, definitely. I think Sprouts could be in for a win.
Well, it's election day tomorrow, so hopefully we should know who the mayor is within the next week.
Yes, so don't forget to cast your vote.
It's so important we all vote here in the Hollows. Can't complain about the policies if you didn't try to get involved in the first place.
The town hall will open tomorrow at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning so you can place your vote, then close again half an hour before curfew.
Okay, so let's go through our candidates for tomorrow's election. Firstly, we obviously have our current mayor, Mayor Scriven. There are numerous lengthy scriptures of his proposed policies available on his website. Simply search for Scriven's super successful solutions and substantially superior ideas.
We also have the Master Captain Sprout, whom we've just heard from, and he's a hot new favourite.
Then there's Mrs. Twaddle with her, well, twaddle.
And finally, Pepper and Pook, an unlikely duo who met at the Lost Mines Tavern in Devil's Dip. They've had a number of unconventional proposals, but with Pook getting on so well with the Peculiars, could they be in with a chance?
They definitely have some unexpected proposals, such as no segregated safe zones, so both humans and Peculiars are together at all times.
Could be risky, but then again, would a duo with one as a human and another as a Peculiar make for a good team?
Could help with talks and smoothing things over.
Definitely could. Would also allow for more diversity in politics.
I welcome that.
Considering we all have to live here in the Hollows, do you think we could all have equal opportunities?
Absolutely. Time for more ads. Make sure you stay tuned.
Hey there, I'm Jules.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Matt.
And we are the hosts of Eye for an Eye podcast.
Each week we share a true crime case that truly fascinates us and discuss whether or not Eye for an Eye was met.
Does the punishment fit the crime? Was it too harsh? Too lenient? Tune in every Monday to hear our thoughts and make sure to follow us on social media to join the discussion.
You can find Eye for an Eye on all listening platforms by searching Eye for an Eye podcast.
Ooh. We hope to see you there.
Before we get back into election talks, here are today's other top stories.
All bottles of Shimmer are being recalled after a plutonium leak was discovered at the Bottoms Up factory. Plutonium can, of course, cause radiation poisoning. Anyone who suspects they might have been exposed should seek medical advice. WAR-R has been opened up to deal with suspected cases.
Trolls continue to snatch women on the way home from work. Most kidnappings are thought to take place within half an hour of the curfew siren. Women are asked to be extra vigilant. As it stands, 37 women have been kidnapped by trolls this year alone.
In other news, a man who claimed he was immortal was killed by a bear on the outskirts of Screamer's Wood.
And Barbara Small appears before magistrates tomorrow for her long-awaited trial. She was charged with killing Mad Mabel's cat after her big behind crossed the feline. She's proclaimed her innocence, saying she didn't see it on the bench, stating Mabel shouldn't have left it there, and has filed countercharges against guards who didn't take her complaints of splinters in her bottom seriously. An investigation was opened and the trial postponed after Barbara suffered with splinters which had become lodged in her cheeks for several weeks. It took surgeons hours to find them all. Matters were further complicated when she farted post-surgery and blew a nurse through the window. A second investigation then had to be opened to find the best way to help keep nurses safe when dealing with strong wind.
And finally, in today's top stories, a dog has won a bravery award for saving and retrieving all five postmen that had succumbed to the sirens' calls by Sleeping Sirens Tavern.
And that's it for today, folks. Make sure you remember to get up early tomorrow to cast your vote for the elections.
We'll be back tomorrow with more weird stuff from deep within the Hollows. Until then, good night.